All right, time to talk ISU Hoops with Coach Dan Muller, sponsored by your country financial agents, Steve Peterson and Melissa Eisenberg. Good morning, Coach Muller.
Good morning, Scott.
The last person you want to talk to this morning is me. I get it. I understand it. And I appreciate you coming on with me anyway.
No, it's my pleasure.
Just heartbreaking yesterday.
Yeah. It's tough. You know, what you want in those games and those situations is to play well, you know, and then just let the best team win. And we certainly didn't play very well yesterday. A lot of that had to do with Loyola. I mean, they played really well. It's a really good team. But we obviously didn't have our best game. Looking back and watching a little bit of film, I do think that we had some tired legs. And while that's certainly never going to be an excuse, I think it factored in with some of our top guys that played some heavy physical minutes 2 days before with that late night. But credit to Loyola that they had a great game and obviously a terrific season so far.
Boy, and some of the shots that you get, you got good looks and they just wouldn't go down. Do you know what the percentage was in the paint? It just seemed like we couldn't get anything to drop.
Yeah, and that's really the key right there. That's really the key because, you know, in a game like that, you know, when there's pressure, we've talked a lot about it and who handles it better. And I thought both teams came out a little nervous, even, you know, Loyola missed a couple shots here and there, and we had those opportunities right at the rim. And if you make those, what happens is you relieve so much of that tension in your body, and everybody collectively takes that sigh of relief, and you're like, okay, let's go now. And we never really had that moment, you know, until about 10 minutes in the game when it was a two-point game. We got it going, and then they hit us in the mouth again. We took some bad shots during that stretch, and then came out of halftime, of course, and cut it to six, and then they went on that route.
So
we're critical.
What stinks about all this and the way the schedule works out, because this is an early tournament, as tournaments go, you have to wait a week now to find out whether you're going to play another game or not.
Right. You know, in the last, we've been to NIT twice out of the last, whatever, 3 years, and those other 2 years, we knew we'd go to the NIT. This year, I'm not sure if we'll make it or not. I think we have a chance. So either way, we'll prepare. You know, they'll have today, tomorrow off. We'll do some workouts Wednesday, and then we'll practice. I mean, we'll get back to practice, try to make it fun for the guys, but make sure we're still in shape. Hopefully get a little feedback from the NIT committee. We know if we've got a shot at it, and we'll find out Sunday.
And what time Sunday? It's all after, is it, it's shortly
it's actually, after? There's actually an NIT selection show right after the NCAA selection show an hour later, and that's literally when everybody finds out.
Wow. Now, you get together as a team?
I don't know yet. I haven't decided that yet. I don't know. I think we'll try to weigh the possibilities, the likelihood of making it, and then make a decision.
Yeah, I think Coach Spack did that and thought for sure they were going to and didn't get selected, and he said never again.
Yeah.
Never again will they bring those guys together. Hey, Mike Matthews, he says you're in. I don't know if he said that to you. I think maybe you were gone yesterday. You left, but after you left, he's convinced you guys are going to be in, so I hope he's right.
Well, if you're going to take a team from the Valley, it'd be us. Okay, we have the best RPI. You know, we finished where we finished. And the Valley being the eighth-ranked conference in the country, you know, I do hope we are. I hope they take us. Our RPI is kind of right towards the end of where they would take you. So we'll see. I'm very hopeful because I think the NIT would be great for this group. Obviously, no seniors. An opportunity to keep playing, an opportunity to play for something, maybe get some experience, get some tough wins. If we do make it, I'm sure we'll go on the road. I mean, we won't be a high seed, so we'll play a really good team on the road. So we'll see. Like I said, I'm hopeful.
Is there any campaigning that goes on?
What you do is you send in your – you have to turn in – to agree you'll play in it. And then, you know, we'll send in some of our specific, you know, they can see the stats, but the big thing for us is the number of injuries we've had and the games missed due to those injuries and the fact that we're healthy right now. I think that's something that we'll send in and just make it clear, look, if we had all our guys, which we do now, you know, we'd probably have 2, 3, 4 more wins. And so we're deserving of making it.
Can I make a call for you? Is there anybody I could call?
Hey, everybody on that's listening, make calls. I'm concerned. I'm not sure who you call, but
call your congressman.
Sure.
Yeah,
we'll take any help we can get.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Well, no matter how this ends, I want to thank you for coming on with us week in, week out, win or loss. And I know sometimes it's not easy, and I imagine today was one of those days. But we do appreciate Redbird basketball, and we appreciate you, Coach. So thanks a lot.
Well, thank you, and I want to appreciate all the. Or thank all the fans who came down to St. Louis. We had the best showing, as I hope we do every year. I know everybody was disappointed yesterday. Our guys, no one more disappointed than our players. But thank you for everybody who came down and supported us. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
Okay.
Fingers crossed. Dan Muller on WJBC.